We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. So we're here at the towards the very end of rifle season.
Right.
Just closing down here pretty quick. There's some caveats and so forth, but
yeah.
We're also going to talk about after rifle season.
Right. What comes next?
Small game hunting. That's what comes next.
You know it.
And I know Tim at Tri-County Roofing wants to talk a little bit about that. Wants us to talk about small game as well.
He does. He does. He loves to get up at his compound, and he always calls me. He's like, I got three squirrels, you know, or I got two raccoons, and I got this, and I got that.
Got a chipmunk.
And it's like, okay.
When is chipmunk season?
It's always there.
Okay.
Chipmunk season, crow season.
Is a crow season.
There is a crow season.
Chipmunk season, like woodchuck season. There's a lot, like kind of the nuisance type of things.
Yes. Yeah. Anytime. Yeah.
Coyote, there used to be a closed season on coyote.
Varmints.
Now there is.
Yeah, vermin.
There you go, yeah. Varmint hunting.
Yeah.
And so there's all kinds of seasons to hunt. It seems to almost never end here in Michigan, and we're glad to be Michiganders most of the time. So we'll look at small game hunting, but first I want to say a special thanks to Tri-County Roofing. You know, this is the Thanksgiving weekend, and they are a small business as well. And Tri-County Roofing is... and has been a sponsor of the show for about a decade now, and we greatly appreciate it. You can reach them for all your roofing needs at 810-732-7740. Check out their website, too, tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. Beautiful work, and chances are you've been in buildings in your life. If you've been in commercial buildings much, or stores and malls and factories, they've probably done the roofs on a lot of those buildings. So
they really know what they're doing.
Yep. They've been in business since 1971.
Really knows what he's doing, and they are good people. They will take care of you. It's the kind of place, I don't have any qualms about recommending them to anybody. We did that with Tony, help Tony out with his roof.
Yeah, he got his roof done.
Great folks, and they do fantastic work.
Yep, and believe me, I've used other roofers in the past, and I am settled right into being very content with Tri-County Roofing. So, again, 810-732-7740. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. They'll be glad to hear from you. Now, now that we've already hopefully harvested our venison, and some of us have freezers full or half full, or you give it all away. You give it all to the North End Soup Kitchen. They'll take it, you know?
Yep.
I spent a few hours this week reminiscing, actually sitting in doctor's offices, and it made me think, I got to get home and start checking on my smaller caliber guns.
Yeah.
My 20 gauges, my 410s, my 22s, my 22 Magnums. These are the guns that you get out, they're lighter, the stress is off because you've already got venison in the freezer, and you get out and you do your small game situational awareness, okay? And it can teach you so much. Squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, partridge hunting, pheasant season's over with, but you can still go to pheasant farms.
Yep.
And shoot. It's expensive, but it's a lot of fun. But the whole thing is, small game hunting is how we teach the youth and how we carry it on. We build up that want and that need to go hunting, and then we make it a fun experience. We make it a safe experience, teaching people how to hunt and shoot. And but I'm always guilty of doing, there's always stupid things I do every year, like changing scopes on guns. Jake's always catching me on it. He's like,
Dad will change his scope 2 weeks before gun season and then complain that he can't hit anything.
Well, that I end up hitting, but I gotta sight him in at the last minute. And I've done that with my 22s this year too. My 22 Magnums are both in need to be sighted in. I've sighted in my 22 long rifles.
Do you know how many segments of the show, Jacob, that John has talked about doing the stuff early, practicing you've done, getting the new equipment, having time to practice with it before you hit the woods?
Right, yep.
He talks about it a lot.
All the time.
Hey, he's always talking
about
it.
But you guys aren't with me 24/7. I bore sight him with my laser bore sighter. I do it at night, so the laser, I'm lined up, so I got my 100 yards, I'm right on a button, and I'm usually hitting that paper plate at 100 yards, so I'm in good shape. But
it's not the size of a squirrel.
No, it's not the size of a squirrel. That's why you got to zero it in, and we're going to talk about that. And now whether it's a 410, a 22 mag, a 20 gauge, we're going to sight in those 22s, and just like we talked last week about sighting in the 450 and understanding the trajectory, I want to go over some of the trajectories today with 22s, then 22 Magnums, and then discuss what your actual range is with a 20 gauge. Because a lot of people think that, you know, it's a gun. It's going to keep the bullets going for infinity. Well, they don't.
No.
They lose power. Today's rounds are much more powerful than the older ones. Used to get a 20 gauge, you get like 975 feet per second out of it, which is just a little bit faster than a Daisy Powerline BB gun. Now, which I wouldn't want to get hit with one of those either. They hurt. But now you got 12 gauges that are hitting 1,250 or 20 gauges that are hitting 1,250 feet per second. Those are good hunting loads. They are fast, and they're fast for shooting skeet and trap too. That's where we warm up with shotguns is skeet and trap. But those 22s, I'm telling you, practicing that trigonometry and knowing, you know, trigonometry, that's a play on words.
Correct.
Trigonometry. Oh, yeah.
Trigonometry.
Is that new material?
No, it's old.
I don't
old.
Think I've ever it's, heard that.
Yeah, I think you've heard it before, but it might have been a while because I don't say it very often. But like last week.
Would you kick it out of bed?
No, trigonometry stays with me all the time.
Okay.
I'm constantly thinking about trigonometry.
Yeah.
So knowing that trajectory and understanding it gets you clean shots. And the trick to shooting small game is getting them on the first shot. Because then you start, if you got a squirrel, like I start out hunting with a 22, 17 shot Marlin or Glenfield 22, model 60.
Yep.
And having that 18 shots gave me this confidence. But you don't know how many times shooting at squirrels, I didn't get them till the 14th shot because they were running, you know, getting them in. Then you're running from tree to tree and you're shooting in the air 22s. It says right on the box, this bullet will go a mile and a half. Then you're like, then the guilt hits you. You're like, oh, no. What did I just do?
What goes up must come down.
It does. It does. So you got to understand what you can do with these guns. Getting them zeroed right in makes it fun. So that when you do shoot at a squirrel, you might be able to hit them right in the head. That way you're not wounding the meat or hurting the meat at all. Because you can shoot a squirrel in the body and lose half the squirrel.
Yeah.
And it takes four or five squirrels to make a good, you know, pressure
stew.
Cooker or yeah. pot of chili. I cook them and then debone them and make squirrel chili with them, and it's just delicious. So now, with a 22 long rifle, I want you to try to remember this. Most 22 long rifles, if you have two zeros, I'm concerned about. A close zero and then your second zero.
So zero, like sighted in distance.
Sighted in distance. So if you've got a scope on a 22 and you zero in your gun at between 20 and 25 yards, let's just say 20, your second zero is at 60 yards. That's a pretty long shot for a squirrel, 60 yards. I would take it, you know, especially if it's on the ground in a field and I'm aiming down. But like if I'm hunting from my actual deer hunting blind, you know, where I usually see a million squirrels. Then when squirrel season, I start hunting squirrels, I don't see any squirrels, but that's the way it goes. So you'll be zero at 20 yards. You'll be zeroed again at 60 yards. The arc of the bullet. Now you're in that flight plan of the bullet, that silver dome of bullet flight. Okay. It's over that dome. Now at 100 yards, remember this, at 100 yards, you'll be 4.5 inches down.
Okay.
So 20 yards zeroed, 60 yards is your second zero, and at 100 yards, you'll be 4.5 inches down. So if you plan your shots, you're good out to 100 yards, or maybe even a little longer.
Yeah, but what's the knockdown? I say knockdown, but how effective
you're
is
still
a
hitting,
22 at 100
You're still
yards?
Hitting hard enough to kill a squirrel
to
100
kill
yards.
A squirrel or rabbit.
Yep.
Okay.
22s have got enough power, especially with the loads we shoot. But this
mini
can,
mags or whatever.
This can vary. If you're using a 22 Stinger, you're probably going to be zeroed at 20, and then you'll be zeroed at 85 or 90 yards. But if you're using a standard load, a 40 grain, you know, soft point or hollow point, you're going to have that 20-60 ratio going. Now, if we switch over to 22 Magnum, now this is a big difference.
Okay,
your 22 Magnum, your close zero is 25 yards, your second zero is 100.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Now, at 200 yards with a 22 Magnum, because some people coyote hunt with these.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to see a coyote at 200 yards and think you can get them. Remember this, at 200 yards with that 25-yard close zero, 100-yard second zero, you're 30 inches down at 200 yards.
Well, it's funny because I've squirrel hunted before with my 22 Magnum, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen squirrels way across the field, and I thought, I'm going to aim up high and lob the bullets in.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I watched it in the snow, popping all around it.
Dirt flap out of the field.
And
yep.
Never got one.
No. Nope.
But because it was the same thing. It's 200, it's a distance, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what the heck? We'll try it. No. Yeah. Wasn't
at that point, you probably send some depth charges down.
Well, yeah, it's when you get the mortars out. You just get the mortars out.
Yeah.
Fire in a hole. But it's a little better ballistics. It's got more knockdown power. Well, it's certainly got more energy. So it's gonna hit harder. 22 Magnums are an impressive round. I love mine, and I've always my dad. I grew up shooting a 22 pistol with him, his Colt Frontier Scout, and I used to love it when he put the 22 Magnum chamber, the cylinder in. And we used it instead of the 22 long rifle because it felt more like a 38 special going off. There's more energy.
There is more energy.
And a little bit more kick. Where 22s, with the mild loads we used to get, we used to shoot the bricks of Federal, and we'd go through two bricks a weekend.
Yeah.
And literally I'd rake up all the brass and throw it away on Monday morning when I was doing the yard work in the summertime because we shot so many 22s as a kid. We'd go through
$2 a brick.
It was like $4.99, and we'd go through two or three bricks a weekend just shooting because we grew up in the country and we shot all the time. Dad always had a 22 on him, and unless he was going to work, then he carried a 38, you know, so or a 45. So, with having that better ballistics, it is a lot of fun. So now I want to talk about the effective range of a 20 gauge next, because if we're going to be small game hunting, you're going to probably have a 22 long rifle, a 22 Magnum, or a 410 or a 20 gauge.
Yep.
So I'm just going to skip the 410 for now, but go right to 20 gauge. Now, depending on the size of the shot and the choke you use of your barrel and the length of your barrel, too, and the shells you use, there's a lot of variables here, but you have got an effective range of about 50 yards. So that's
really?
150 feet with a 20 gauge.
Okay.
And with today's loads and, you know,
with a tighter, fuller choke on the shotgun.
And yep. 1,250 or 1,300 foot per second loads.
Some hot double A's or federal.
Lot of people that hunt turkeys with the 20 gauges.
Yep.
And there's turkey loads for them, buffered turkey loads. So just remember, it's small game season and it's also small business Saturday. So. Get out and buy some more shotgun shells and some 22 shells.
If you go to a gun store and you don't buy a gun, buy a box of shells.
Shells. Yep. It doesn't hurt to have them. They make great stocking stuffers.
That's what I did last year. Everybody got 9mm ammo.
You're right.
Not 9mm guns, giving out ammo.
No, giving away ammo. Give it away, give it away, give it away. I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers said that.
I think they did,
by golly.
You may hear them coming up in just a little bit because we're right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Listening to the Gunsmith Show.
That's right.
We got one more segment. Keep it right here. Back right after this.